to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We were checking into a hotel in Dayton, Ohio, and all the wrestlers were walking in, and Jim Duggan was there with his wife, and he'd gone already been to his room, and we're all standing around the front desk signing in, and Jim Duggan phoned down, and he asked the guy at the front desk, he goes, where's the gym? And the guy goes, he's talking on the phone, he puts his hand over, he goes, does anyone know where the gym is? And Owen goes, you know, give it to me. So he hands the phone over to Owen, and Owen gets on the phone, and of course Jim Hacksaw just thinks it's somebody at the front desk. And anyway, Owen tells Hacksaw that, you know, why don't you look it up yourself, you lazy. You wrestlers, so lazy, just look it up. And so Hacksaw got all kind of worked up with him, and you know, and then Owen's telling him, if you want to do something about it, come down here and I'll kick your ass. And Hacksaw couldn't believe it. So then Hacksaw, he, you know, he's getting dressed and coming down to the lobby to straighten out this front desk guy. And I remember Owen just hands the phone back to him. And the guy says, don't do this to me. He goes, don't worry, just tell him it's me, Jim Powers. So I just know Hacksaw came down, and you know, the guy goes, hey, it wasn't me, it wasn't me, it was Jim Powers. And I remember that night in the dress room, Hacksaw came up to Jim Powers, and and that was funny anyway.
Tuesday night, April 9th, 2018, episode 590 of The Rants is officially live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media, rantamradio.com, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, plethora of platforms. I tell you that every week. But here we are to wrap up WrestleMania weekend here on the network. Oh my goodness. I think some of us are running out of fumes, I will tell you that. Anyways, if you were listening to the Wizards, they just went off the air. We'll take it right up to the time we feel like it. We're going to recap what happened last night on Monday Night Raw. Tell you what you missed on our post show, because it didn't get recorded. So if you listen to it live, consider yourself privileged. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And you can join in on the discussion by going to rantemradio.com, being a part of the chat room, and if you want to call us, add us on Discord, rantemradio, hashtag 9233. Am I running on fumes? Kinda. Am I suffering from wrestling burnout? Kinda. But we'll see. We'll see how I survive.
That's to be expected this time of the year, though.
I think the biggest grievance... Oh, God, he's going to bring... He's going to beat the hell out of Greg Hamilton again. Oh, can we pipe this in? Let's pipe up what's going on SmackDown. Poor Greg Hamilton's going to get his ass kicked by Shane McMahon, it looks like. Thank God all the staff and people are there in Brooklyn. So if there's another ring announcer backstage, they can fill in for Hamilton for the remainder of the show. Hold on, I don't want to miss this. Give me the audio, damn it. Here we go. Let's see what Greg Hamilton has to say. He's cutting.
I came down here and, you know, heard your introduction of me of, you know, best in the world. It was like you were getting kind of stuck, you know what I mean? So it wasn't like that WrestleMania one when I was in the ring with you and we really built that. So I got to ask you a question. Well, what's going on tonight?
Sir, with all due respect, when I got to the arena today, I actually had several WWE fans threaten me that if I did call you best in the world, that let's say something bad would happen to me. So,
well,
I was a little fearful, to be honest.
You're fearful. Well, this is Brooklyn, Greg. It happens here. Okay. You know, but this is, you have to understand, this is the best city in the world. And do you know why? Because the best in the world lives here. So now, getting back to what I was saying, I need you to just forget about one thing. You never, ever, ever have to worry about any of these people doing anything to you. What you need to worry about is, well, the one standing right in front of you. So listen to me, okay? This is very important, and you better get this right, okay? Say it with conviction, and you do it with pride. You understand me? Are you sure? All right, let me get the camera ready. Frame me, yo, camera, right here with the trophy. All right? If you would, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the best in the world!
No. That's not good enough. You know, you're missing it. That wasn't that WrestleMania one. Come on.
Love when the ring announcers get involved.
Introducing the best in the world.
No. No, God, man, what is the matter with you? Come here. This is embarrassing. Listen, come with me. We have a live TV show to do here. Get this right. Let's go. Come with me. Again.
Introducing the best in the world.
No, you're choking on this. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. You're choking here in Brooklyn. Come on. Let's go. Again.
Introducing the best in the world.
No. Still not right. You're not trying hard enough. Come on. What are you, crying? Huh? You're choking? You're crying? You got tears in your eyes? Seriously? Huh? Let's go. One more. Go ahead.
Introducing the best in the world.
No. Listen, this is your last opportunity to get this right. And if you don't, the ramifications will not be good for you. Reach down deep, Greg. I know you got it in you. Do it. Come on. Ready? Reach down deep. Take your time. Don't be nervous. And let it rip like you mean it. I know you want it because you believe in me. So go for it. Deep.
Introducing the best in the world. Shane McMahon.
All right. Good job. Please continue. Nice work.
Shane had faith. We knew Greg had it in him. It was just a matter of getting it out. You gotta dig down deep. It's got to be from down here in the soul. And Greg should know this by now.
Shane McMahon again exerting his power and exerting his control. In this case, at the expense of Greg Hamilton.
When you get.
Well, I love when they get the ring announcers involved. That's just a personal thing with me. You know? He's no Tony Chimmel or Howard Finkel, but I wish he would have beat the hell out of him. But I think he'll beat the hell out of him soon, though.
What was the one Jericho used to strip down?
Howard Chimmel. Oh no! At first, in WCW, don't forget that he used to give David Penzer a hard time. He ripped David Penzer's jacket a few times.
tuxedo off of him.
David Penzer, I apologize. It'll never happen again. Here's a new jacket and a new chair. And then after the match, he ripped David Penzer's jacket, took his chair.
And then, of course, a Slamboree 98. Penzer.
You idiotic, moronic, high-voiced dweeb. You know nothing. You know nothing about the sport of pro wrestling.
Oh my God! I forgot about that.
I don't know. We got to do a roundtable on great ring announcer moments.
Oh yeah.
Because there's some doozies out there.
Yeah, Mean Gene, he shot the messenger.
Well, that wasn't an announcer moment. That was Chip Burnham, you know.
In-ring moments like that.
Yeah.
He shot the messenger. That is classic.
Oh, man.
Mean Gene. Blow it out your ass, O'Hare.
Blow it out your ass, O'Hare. I got guys that can take out your kneecaps.
That's enough.
Hey, real not good impression, you prick. And my favorite part of that promo is you know, Mean Gene, obviously, but after that, it's Tony Schiavone going, "What did he say?"
Oh my God, it's Bret Hart. You know he got attacked this weekend, but damn it, if you start talking about hypnosis,
psychosis,
whatever his name is,
oh man,
he's a high flyer, the highest magnitude. Come on, Bret, see, you start talking like that, you would have got attacked.
That's enough.
Team Malenko is a cruiserweight.
What about the rest of you piss?
Hey, don't talk to me about injuries. I got a serious groin injury here. Team Malenko, you want to attack me? You punk. Who is Booker T? Let me tell you about this Booker T. He sounds so racist.
Apparently, there's another El Dandy promo. So hold on.
We're backstage, fans, and that was just hideous. Bret Hart, what was that all about?
It was nothing. Somebody got a little unprofessional, that's all.
Well, they asked you on the show. You were supposed to be in the skit. You seemingly snapped in the middle of the skit.
I was following the script, and somebody else thought he'd get cute, okay? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I mean,
don't start the whole thing over again, all right?
Well, I mean, we just saw
a really short fuse, and that last thing I need is some guy to, be spontaneous. You want to be spontaneous?
Well, we can move on if you'd like.
Yeah, let's move on.
Let's move on. Later on tonight, there's a match between Chris Benoit, Scott Hall, the winner, to meet you for a title match at Super Brawl.
Yeah, United States Heavyweight Championship. I should have free reign as to who I defend my title against. Ric Flair all of a sudden thinks he's the big man around here and he can just designate who I have to fight and when I have to fight. And, I don't really care. I'm not afraid of anybody. I don't care if it's Chris Benoit. I don't care if it's Scott Hall. I don't care if it's Ric Flair. I'm the United States Heavyweight Champion. I'm coming off a serious groin injury. I'd like to defend the title the way I want to against what about El Dandy? How about Dean Malenko?
Oh, come on, El Dandy.
He's
come
a
on.
Great wrestler. I don't know why you guys shuck on this guy all the time. You know, he's a great, great professional wrestler. He's one of the best high-flying Mexican wrestlers I've ever seen, and I got respect for him. If you don't have respect for him, I guess you're an expert on wrestling. El Dandy's not any good. I guess Dean Malenko's no good. How about Rey Mysterio? Some of these guys, I'd like
Rey
to give
Mysterio.
Sure, I'd give him
you
a shot.
You must weigh him by 150 pounds.
I got a groin injury. It's the perfect chance to let him match that high-flying Mexican stuff against somebody that's a stalwart technician.
But if you are the best there ever was and the best there is, then it shouldn't matter to you if you meet Chris Benoit or Scott Hall.
I've already said that. I don't care, but they should be able to get in line. I should be able to designate.
Who would you designate?
I'd like to give El Dandy a shot.
El Dandy a shot. Sure, okay, let's
move
on.
I'd like to give
you know, all kinds of guys. How about Psychosis or whatever his name is? He's a good
Psychosis, a very formidable opponent for you, Bret Hart. Let me turn it around for just a second and give you a kudos, because we mentioned earlier the documentary, Wrestling with Shadows, that people have been watching on A&E. Excellent job. Over how long a period of time was that shot?
I was about a year.
Mm-hmm. And we're...
All right, well, we're not going to continue on, but yeah. So could you imagine that match? Bret Hart versus El Dandy for the United States heavyweight title?
That would be a rocket bust. It would have been a rocket bust. Oh, man. Bret Hart. And the funny thing about that promo was nobody was expecting him. Names. El Dandy.
El Dandy got some got some recognition, because look, I got here. Here's a Ric Flair talking to El Dandy.
I'm glad you could make. You know, it's my opinion, and the opinion of the great enforcer. You may be the most gifted Mexican warrior of all time. I'm tired of hearing about Guerrero, Rey Mysterio Jr., Juventud. These guys have come and gone. You are the future. You are the wave. You are the man. And as a president of this company, I'm going to make you the biggest Latin star in the world. Okay, what do you think? You know how you get there? Tonight, you wrestle my son.
Son?
My blood, yeah.
Okay.
And you go down.
Me?
Yeah, you go down.
Okay.
Okay? No problem?
Yeah.
You look tough, mean, but you go down. No okay. problem?
No problem.
Okay. The enforcer, Double A, Mr. Anderson, he give you the signal, and you go down.
Okay.
No problem?
Okay, no problem.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
Comprende?
Gracias.
No English. No English. No English.
You stay on this side of the border. No more tacos.
Flat
no
as more peppers.
Yeah. Steaks.
Flat.
Chicken.
Flat.
Big ranch. This side of the river. Forever.
Okay.
My Gracias. Man.
Gracias.
God bless you. Thank you. God bless you.
Hold on a minute, Rick. Hold on a minute. I know that's not exactly what...
So, there you go. Ric Flair giving a pep talk to El Dandy.
El Dandy.
Telling him no more tacos.
How racist is that?
And then, you know what's funny about this promo? You know who came in next asking for a match? Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker.
Oh my God.
What you promised you promised me.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you, Rick.
Oh, wow, Rick.
Yeah.
That was Mr. President.
Flair was commissioner, right?
He was the president. Here's Buddy Lee Parker. Yeah. Hold on.
It's listen, Mr. President.
I'll tell you what. You promised me a big
can you read right?
Secretary and everything. Oh, I can read right, believe me.
Rick Flair, president.
But I'm telling
you. It'll never be Rick.
The sergeants never took a dive for anybody.
Who'd you take a dive for?
Who do you think?
I don't
what
know.
Did you promise me? What did you promise? Office secretary, hello?
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah. Are you calling me out on a one-week deal?
Oh, of course.
Well, I haven't had a chance to get all this done yet. I can't make things happen overnight.
Everything you ever promised me has never come true. Everything.
I got you a Gold Gym membership.
Wow.
What else do you want? Is he having a problem
I want what
with
you promised
are you having a problem with me?
Yes,
look who
I
I'm standing
yes,
next
I
to.
Yes, I am. Well, yeah.
Okay, okay, okay. Wait, you're right, Rhett. You're right.
Yeah.
A different approach. I'm sorry. Tonight, right. I do this something.
Yeah?
I'm going to rub shoulders with the horse.
Yeah?
One of them for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry, buddy.
Well,
every misunderstanding, put it behind us.
The office. Go take care of me and
I'm
my family,
take care of you
know?
Yes.
You remember? Okay.
I promise. Okay. Sometimes I get so busy. Being a president of the world, it's a tough job. A lot going on in my life right now. Other company, I mean. What do you prefer him to me.
All right, well, with that, we say hello to Dr. Doom.
What's going on, man?
This is one of those days where, you know, we're just reminiscing on the ridiculousness of wrestling sometimes in some of these promos.
Well, I had a question I've been trying to pose to Tony C, but, you know, I was really busy with a bunch of Dominicans all weekend, so I couldn't, you know, it was hard for me to get on air. Did he get the breaking news over the weekend?
About what?
You know, the news story I broke.
I don't remember. What was the news story you broke?
Trinity test.
I think Tony C just pulled back in. What? Say that again now? What was the story?
The paternity
breaking
test. That I,
oh, he knows. We played it on the air.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that.
Yeah, we played it on the air.
Which one? Play what?
The paternity test.
For who?
Somebody claiming their son.
Yeah, somebody claiming their son.
Oh, Rey Mysterio?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Rey Mysterio?
For turning Tess on the pole?
No.
The world's strongest man.
Oh, yeah. You did that.
And that made the whole trip to New York.
That was the highlight of the weekend.
Who's fixing the mic?
That might be me. I've lost some headsets on this weekend. Oh. You know, it was one of crazy mania weekend.
I figured.
I was seeing people walking down like where I was at in Queens with championship belts. I was like, this is unheard of.
Now let me ask you this: did you go to WrestleMania?
Nah, because I was leaving in the morning. I pretty much stayed home and watched it because I'm going to get trapped like everybody else trying to catch the train back after Mania.
So let's talk about that, okay? That's one of the stories we'll talk about because we began to talk about it during the post-show that, by the way, never got recorded. We briefly touched on the fact that it's going to be maddening for the fans to leave at that hour. So WrestleMania ended at 12:30. The trains in New Jersey stopped running at 1.
Yep. So, and let me tell you what else happened. That they probably it started to rain his ass off around that time frame.
So that too. And the Ubers were charging $102 and $200 a throw.
Yep.
So they're probably still people in New Jersey, either salty or still walking home.
Yeah.
So
that was slim for the picking.
It was pretty funny. But Tony C, you there? You got your thing muted.
Yeah, I'm listening to you guys talk about the rain
and all that stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's migrate here now that we've talked about El Dandy and the ring announcers getting involved. And
did you just really say migrate? Really?
Yes, I did.
Not transition, but migrate.
Migrate.
Yep. Really? Really? Oh my God!
Where's the silver one at?
Oh, who knows?
Probably picking up that brisket. The dog that got hold of.
Oh, did you hear that? Oh yeah, you did. Did you hear about the brisket? Oh, so you don't know about the brisket?
No.
So Surfer had a dog in his presence, and Surfer was cooking a brisket.
He smoking it or boiling?
He was doing the brisket in the rotisserie, the air fryer or the rotisserie or whatever. And we kept telling him that dog is going to get that brisket.
So basically, he had Scooby and Shaggy over.
Pretty much.
He said he was going to come in the kitchen and dog was going to be eating that damn brisket.
That's right.
He was going to throw a newspaper at a dog. Get your ass out of my brisket.
He was like, hello. Like, that was Scooby.
Well, the dog just sitting there eating the brisket, and then Surfer come in the kitchen. He just stop and look at Surfer. Like, yeah, I'm eating it.
Do you mind? I need some privacy.
What you gonna do about it?
And speaking of that, they probably had John Cena's old theme when he was doing it, the Thugonomics.
I can imagine what Surfer be listening to while he's cooking on radio.
I mean, what did it sound like? Here's what it sounded like when Surfer saw that dog eating his brisket, when he saw that the brisket was gone. He walks to the kitchen, saw the brisket's not on the table, looks at the dog gnawing at the brisket, and Surfer yells,
"Oh, son of a bitch! What?"
Oh my goodness, bro.
I am
cooking
proud
up with Surfer.
He's not eating chicken spread no more. You know, he's just moved on.
He upgraded. He has upgraded from spreadable chicken to brisket.
I guess he can afford it now.
Uh-oh. Coming this fall to Rant EM Radio. cooking up with Surfer.
It's the revamped version of the Frugal Gourmet.
Well, don't blame me about the new show for the network. See,
cooking it up with Surfer.
And you season your brisket and make sure you got no dogs around.
Was it a corned beef brisket or was it just...
I have no idea what kind of brisket it was. Wait, take it easy with that microphone, man.
Don't sound like he adjusting it in the studio, right?
I mean, it's like when Bobby Eaton drops the headset.
I didn't think it was that sensitive.
Yeah, it is.
Let me see if I can mess
with this. Damn, Russo dropped the belts.
After to the Hardys. They drop it to the Hardys of all people? Didn't Matt retire?
Oh my God.
It's 2019. Why do the Hardys need tag team gold? Silver. Whatever the hell it is. Oh my goodness.
Where's Rebby? Double A wants to see Rebby. So you win at WrestleMania, then you hold the belts for 24 hours, what, or 48 hours?
How's that? Is that better?
Oh, that's much
probably going to Raw. That's probably what's going on. They're probably going to Raw.
And they're probably. And by the way, I don't know why, but I have this queued up.
DW. Hey! Goldberg! Who do you think you are, pal?
Okay. I love that.
Well, you know, the Usos had to drop it. You know, they got that convention.
I love that. I love that, this? Pal. That's Caleb Braxton.
Bro.
That's Caleb Braxton.
Oh, and Tony's knees. Okay.
And by the way, WWE released one of their female announcers today. Dasha Fuentes got her pink slip today.
Is she AEW bound? Since it seems like that's where everybody goes.
I don't know.
You know. Is that who's this new chick, or is that her replacement?
That's Kayla Braxton. No, she's been there a while.
Oh,
she's Tony's niece.
Yeah, Surfer. And that.
Speaking of Lars Sullivan, what was the point of making him into a monster when the word came out that he had anxiety issues? His whole gimmick.
Don't have to know that he has anxiety issues.
Well, I'm just saying that report came out. To me, that killed his gimmick. You know what I'm saying?
So he's gonna be the new Brock Lesnar, or something?
I guess.
I take it.
Surf.
What does he have on the back of his tights?
Lars.
Take it. Shut up. Go take it.
I can see Surfer walking in with that dog and the brisket.
Goldberg, who do you think you are, pal?
Okay, he'll just yell that to the dog, minus the Goldberg part. Anyways, let's talk about some of the news stories that happened this past weekend or this past couple of days here. So I don't know who watches Wendy Williams.
Surfer.
On this network, besides Surfer. But Sasha Banks was scheduled to be on Wendy Williams this morning, and she canceled her appearance a couple of hours before the show was to be taped, and WWE apparently is not pleased with her.
Oh, they might release her ass.
Yeah, Sasha canceled her appearance.
She's, she is salty that she lost that WrestleMania.
I don't know. And then she's taking time off for personal reasons. I think when Sasha doesn't get her way, she pouts.
Hold up.
Go ahead.
I've been waiting to use this for a while. She lost her smile.
She pouts. But she pouts when she doesn't get,
she wants. She didn't get her WrestleMania moment.
Yeah.
Was she the one who got, I'm trying to remember, was she the one who got 10 that match?
Bayley did.
Oh, so Bayley does the job, and Sasha gets mad. That just shows that she got this damn diva ass attitude. So, you know, really to tell you the truth, the women's division doesn't need it.
I guess she feels defeated since her husband Mikazi took home the up up down down championship over the weekend.
Oh my God!
What dude. Game were they playing? Because it better not have been Street Fighter.
I think it was something like Street Fighter.
Oh man, come on, Double A. That feeds into the stereotype. That's the only game that people of that descent play.
And then, the Miz challenged him to a title match, and the Miz lost. And then I believe he's going to face Kofi Kingston now.
Oh,
Kofi riding the wave.
Kofi might take Kofi the up, down, down championship. No, so,
yeah, Kofi don't got time for the shit like that. He need to be jet flying, limousine riding.
Kofi need to be acting like Balboa when he won the title in Rocky III.
He's got to start doing commercials. He becomes civilized.
And go. You ain't been, since you won that belt.
What do you mean? I've had 10 title defenses. That was easy. They was packed. And could you imagine those matches are like Kofi Kingston versus Heath Slater?
Perfect. Is he still there? Perfect 10. He gonna give him a title.
No, he ain't there. He got released.
No. No, we ain't talking about people like we need Kofi Kingston to beat up on people like Heath Slater, Bo Dallas,
Rhino. Curtis Axel,
Oh, hell yeah. No.
He need to give R-Truth a goddamn championship match at the next pay-per-view.
Oh, no.
There we go.
No.
And then give
him a shot on SmackDown. He need 10 hand picked opponents, like Double A said.
He need to get that match on main event.
Because Braun Strowman's going to come over and tell stuff.
They were good wrestlers, but they was easy.
They weren't in their prime.
They weren't in their prime. You know, like Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yep. Bring back Jeff Jarrett.
Jarrett. And you know what? Every so often they bring out the Sarge. They bring out Sergeant Slaughter. You know?
Bring Sergeant Slaughter a title shot.
Coco, beware.
And you know what's funny? Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't Sergeant Slaughter get a WWE Championship match in like 2000 or 2001?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was against Shawn Michaels.
Triple H or something. I could have sworn. But anyways, it's like when Triple H went to Sunday Night Heat to put the world title on the line against Maven or something. Or Tony C, our favorite, when we talk about Ric Flair giving Craig Pitbull Pittman a championship match.
Pitbull Pittman, hard work, Bobby Walker.
Yep.
Got a title match. I mean, Kofi need to go for it. He need to be on main event, win the title against enhancement talent.
Get somebody 205 live, you know. Get them
maybe
Leo Rush
a
title shot.
That wouldn't be a bad little test run though.
Yeah.
I mean, like Double A said, he need Big Daddy Yank type opponents to build up his
cachet.
Yep.
Oh,
build up his reputation as a fighting champion.
Out first one, Kalisto.
Hold on, I'm just gonna play it because Tony C mentioned it.
Main event, the biggest match of the career of young, hard work Bobby Walker. I'm all excited for the kid. He's got a shot at the heavyweight champion of the world.
Well, speaking of Bobby Walker, let me bow my head for a moment of silent laughter, because this guy, he's already psyched out at the reputation of the Nature Boy Ric Flair. I saw him in the back. Bundle of nerves, and that is not a good sign.
You fans of the Lake Charles, Louisiana area, May 18th, WCW, live in Lake Charles. Tickets available at the Lake Charles Civic Center.
Anyways, that goes to show you.
Did they show him the belt release?
I'm going to see right now as the intro, as Flair comes out. This was on an episode of WCW Pro. Okay? It wasn't on Nitro. It wasn't on Saturday Night. It was on WCW Pro.
Man, them pants look like they about.
That's what I'm saying. Now, R-Truth needed to...
Kofi's got to go to WWE main event and defend that title.
That's what I'm saying. And then Doom mentioned R-Truth needs to be in the Club of Lane role where he just started winning matches out of nowhere. And then he just started following Kofi around.
Come on, Kofi.
Well, wait a minute. Didn't somebody pull off the Club of Lane role last night on Raw?
Who?
Lars Sullivan.
No.
Ooh, you got your shot. Now give me mine.
No, it was they.
I thought it was Kofi.
That's what I'm talking about.
No. It was the promo, and then he beat the hell out of him. Bobby Lashley. Remember what he said? I'll take care of your wife.
Yeah.
hey, woman. Hey, woman. Yeah, you. I know you go home dreaming about what it feels like to be the real man.
They did not show Flair with the belt, by the way.
I'll tell you what. You bring your little fine, pretty little stuff over to my apartment tonight. I'll show you what a real man is. Come on, man. We had R-Truth and Carmella falling and Kofi Kingston around and heckling them well, I'll tell you what, since they want to, I give you the facts. I'm ranked number one. That means I'm the best. You get no shot and that's it. Shut up, old man. You know what you come from. R-Truth would do awesome in that role, yo. Just follow Kofi around, yo. Just hating on him. Just like Clover did.
Hey, champ. Come on, champ.
You got a big mouth. Why don't you come down and shut it up, buddy? Come on, man. You put R-Truth in that role right there. Let him chase him for about 3 months. Every time Kofi come out there and cut a promo, he come out there. Getting out while you can. I told you I ain't going nowhere. Just become a nuisance.
Give Carmella a white fur coat. She could be like George Washington Duke. Come on, champ.
Now you got to put Big E in a white fur coat. Kofi King's the only fight in the ring.
Not in the streets.
R-Truth, my ring's outside.
We're going to take this to the streets.
This big broad, Lacey Evans, she's about 6 foot, 6 foot one, towering over all the rest of these small broads. This is ridiculous. She did knock the hell out of Becky Lynch last night.
She sure did.
So is the rumors true that Ronda broke her hand?
Apparently so.
Well. She'll be healed by the time it's time to go to Fox.
Yeah.
And Lacey Evans out there getting slung around. Well,
gentlemen, that
happened since Monday. There's been no Charlotte sightings, right?
We got another one, Tony C, for you. Brad Armstrong against Ric Flair for the world title on WCW Pro.
I remember
and
that
as
one.
They said, as Eric Bischoff and Steve Michael McMichael and Bobby said,
You can tell me who Brad Armstrong beat to get that title shot, though. They just used to put names in the hat. Well, this week.
Did Alex Wright ever get a title shot?
Yes, he did on Worldwide. I just saw it right now.
See?
Prince I.K.? Probably.
Man, there's a bunch of people got title shots. Obscure title matches. We talk about that all the time. One all title match.
I think this one, let me see what
CW Pro proves the dream, the legend, that gentleman Mark Starr, what a challenge he has got, perhaps the
Mark Starr
of his young career, oh, one half of the God. Team. Men at work, he looked self confident, but just
how about Mike Enos?
He had to be fighting the face.
Let's see here. Ric Flair versus
I think he did
Hacks.
Get a title.
We got Ric Flair versus Hacksaw on Saturday night.
For the world title.
For the world title. Ric Flair versus Bagwell, Scotty Riggs.
I remember that one.
Let's see.
Penza was the announcer for that one.
Yeah, let's see here. Sting versus Ric Flair. That one is, you know, that's an understandable one.
Becky, two belts. Double A got excited last night because he thought he was going to get an undisputed champion. Thought he was in vengeance again.
Yeah, but it didn't happen. Oh, there's Lacey Evans again. There she is again. I hope she brings back the loaded Gucci purse.
Oh, my God. Like Woman?
Like Woman and Missy Hyatt used to do.
Yeah. But why is her first match going to be against the champ?
Well,
that's going to make no sense.
Rhonda's hurt, and we didn't see Charlotte last night.
Charlotte's feelings are hurt.
Yeah. So.
They gave Charlotte another title run by the end of the year. God damn. She could run. Oh, my feet must be a little slow, but she could run in some damn high heels.
Yeah.
That does take some skill, because I've never seen women run.
I just don't like people to start off in that spot, because if you lose, it's only one place. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, they could, like, Naomi.
Put her in there, with a good hand. Because don't they got the Saudi show coming up, next
June,
month, right?
In June.
Oh, it's in June.
Beginning of June.
So Money in the Bank is the next pay-per-view.
No, the next pay-per-view is Backlash, I believe.
I got a question about Lacey Evans. Is she going to do the old school gimmick since she's supposed to be an old kind of woman?
Maybe.
She going to put a brick in her purse?
That's what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. Let me see when the next pay-per-view is. WWE. Let me see here. The next pay-per-view is, Money in the Bank, May 19th. I don't believe it. We're going to have a 6-week stretch of no pay-per-views.
Oh, my God.
Well, Mania lasted enough for a couple lifetimes.
I know, but thank God, no pay-per-views.
I thought they had that Saudi going to be kind of like a pay-per-view.
It got bumped to June.
To June. It was supposed to be that first weekend in May, right?
Yeah.
Initially.
Yeah, but I'm surprised there's not a second pay-per-view in March. Because there was no pay-per-view in March, and now there's only one in April, and now we're going to wait until the middle of May for Money in the Bank.
When they're putting the Jets on a little bit, stop oversaturating the pay-per-views, start building up storylines.
Because in June you got Backlash, and then July is Extreme Rules.
Let me see what the rest of the...
Look like they're going back to one a month.
We've got not even, because look. May 19th, Money in the Bank. June, I believe it's June 3rd is the Saudi Arabia show. July 14th, Extreme Rules. August 11th, SummerSlam. That's early for SummerSlam. And then the next one on paper, the next one after SummerSlam is the Survivor Series. So,
August to November.
Yeah, but I'm sure they're going to insert two pay per views between now and then.
Yeah, June 3rd can't be a pay per view.
It's Saudi Arabia.
That's during the week.
Yeah, but the Saudi Arabia shows.
That's right. It's going to be during the week. Okay.
I think it's on a Friday.
But Saturday in those countries
during the week.
Yeah.
Then it's June 7th.
My niece's birthday, the 5th. Yeah. Okay. So that's what they're doing. So they're slowing it down.
Thank God.
And then toward the end of the year, that's when they're going to load back up with Hell in a Cell and all that.
Can we switch out Hell in a Cell this year? Can we please bring Halloween Havoc? I'm just saying.
They might.
In a perfect world.
They might.
Hell in the Cell's lost its luster.
A lot of stuff then lost its luster.
Lust.
Money in the bank. Like, yeah. Money in the bank ain't really.
Money in the bank no more.
No more. Yeah. Because nobody's cashing in.
Surprisingly.
Purely, yeah.
But you know what? We complain. And the year with. There was 2 years. The 2 years with the most pay per views was 2006 and 2017. Each year had 16 pay per views.
Yeah, we got exhausted in 17.
Yeah.
It was like every 2 weeks.
And then in 18, there was 15 pay-per-views. So.
I just had
12.
I got an interesting thing. Maybe like the heel turn for the New Day will happen after Money in the Bank. And the setup's going to be that Big E is going to win the Money in Bank ladder match.
Maybe. That's what's gonna happen.
It's possible. Huh? It's possible.
That's when the rift. That's when normally the rift start in the faction.
Yeah,
because Randy Orton, Triple H,
he's got the thing, and he's the story is hey, nah man, this is insurance man. We'll make sure you're straight.
The title gonna stay in the New Day. That's what they're gonna start saying.
Yeah, and then
that's when it's about to go to hell.
And it might happen like a SummerSlam, Kofi had his long match or something. He beat somebody, and then Big E gonna cash on him. Screw or Survivor Series, they're like the screw people.
We need a surprise cash in because last couple ain't really.
I'm an announcer of the world.
Last year,
seeing you.
Somebody say, come on, kid. I wish Vince would have schooled Kofi at WrestleMania.
I thought he would.
That would have been the perfect time to do it.
He would. Man, they would have probably riot, dog.
So?
Yep. I mean, they already, that weekend Sam was Zane getting served.
His ass the night, so.
You have fans attacking my favorite wrestler, saying that Hall of Fame speech. I don't know what could have happened.
Listen, Vince has done some things before. Sunday night shouldn't have been no better.
My God. Why is this fool out on TV?
Why?
Sami Zayn. Don't nobody care about Sami Zayn.
Hey, also some pretty harsh words for the WWE Universe.
True.
Well, he just quit.
He probably just called him an ass.
We didn't. Nope. You heard nobody. I heard nobody on none of the podcasts that said that, hey, man, where's Sami Zayn at? Why he's been hurt on this thing,
Say it, Sami.
So, Double A, who's going to be Kofi?
Oh, let's see what he has to say. Yeah.
He's going to drive a taxi.
Well, okay then. Well,
there you go. Not worth it.
My well opinion. I'm glad they just look like what the hell.
Hold on. Because now.
Really hot looking. Hey, honey. You got a sec? Let's get this thing going. I just want to let you know that's a nice gown you've got on. But I thought that Rudy Giuliani barred hookers from this city a long time ago.
Whoa! Oh, hey, look at Howard!
Howard blocked the right hand.
Whoa!
Can't believe I said that.
And Lillian just mounted Howard.
What?
I doubt I can't believe I said that either.
No, don't ever say
that. Okay. I just wanted to play that in regards to Howard Finkel. Anyways, that's a vicious shot. The Alabama slam on the announce table.
Ooh.
So Kofi's first title defense at Money in the Bank will be against
Drew McIntyre.
And Seth Rollins' first title defense at Money in the Bank will be against
Samoa Joe.
As the U.S. champion?
He'll drop the titles.
Damn. He did a front. What is that?
An Alabama slam.
From the front? I thought it was the back.
No, it's from the front.
Wow. Oh, man. So Double A is called booking it.
I'm booking it. I gotta sharpen my pencil. Maybe that's what I'm gonna do next week after the superstar shakeup. I'm gonna get a sharp pencil and I'm gonna book the 6 weeks to Money in the Bank. But anyways,
Braun Strowman getting ready to come to SmackDown.
I mean, he's gonna beat the hell out of who is it that he attacked today?
Samoa Joe.
But that might last all of 5 minutes though.
Yeah. That'd be a good feud.
I think it's going to be interesting next week. It definitely is going to be interesting. And, of course, we'll have coverage for you. Last night on Raw, though, do you guys have any thoughts on what you saw last night? It was other than us getting gypped out of the...
The main event.
The main event.
The only issue, so silly. The only issue I had was that whole Lars Sullivan thing attacking Kurt Angle. Kurt shouldn't even came out on Monday night to me.
Need to quit being stubborn.
Yeah.
And bring back American Badass Undertaker, so I'm taking 15 minutes to get to the damn
game. Well, yeah. I read today that the reason why The Undertaker was there last night was to set up his match with Elias at the next Saudi show.
I know. Okay. I'm just saying. It's getting bad. How long it take him to get to the ring, man?
I think,
and it'll make sense him being American Badass because he's going through like a biker going through a midlife crisis. So just put him on a motorcycle, man. The dead man thing is gone. Dead. Yeah.
Speaking about
it, makes more sense for him to be an American.
I read somewhere that he was upset when they wanted to make him the dead man again.
I can imagine. That walk to the ring is hell on his knees. I know it is. At this point.
Well, how about he could be both, the American Badass and the Dead Man? He come out like a school bike or something.
No. He need to be the American Badass, come out there, ride the motorcycle down, which will cut down on his entrance. That's why he couldn't get on WrestleMania last night, the other night. Because his entrance would have took another 15 minutes.
Hey, we love the Doctor of Thunkonomics. What you talking about?
Oh, my God. Surfer did. He had a real big problem with Migos John Cena coming out.
That Cena need to come back with a heel run.
He said John Cena too damn old to be going through a midlife crisis like that.
Oh, come on.
His hair is too long. They should have made his hair look like it did back then. He did look too grown for that.
Well,
hey, if Rob from Rob Dietrich can still act like he's, you know,
10 years old.
Yeah.
I want to know, and John said, I want to know where the hell you got a Reebok pumps from in 2019.
Probably had a pair.
He got a connect.
Well,
you know, he's really been on
got a plug. All the
time. That's true,
you
too.
You know, that's when
no thing. No, they look fresh. I was like, oh.
That's what I'm saying. You get them made in China.
Like, those Reebok pumps look like they're from 1992.
We have some confirmation that Ronda's hand is broken because she posed in a picture with Bret Hart, and her hand is in a cast. So, and another.
Oh, hold up! I just had a great idea, Double A.
Go ahead.
We haven't had a wrestler in the cast in how many years?
That ain't gonna happen. That's not gonna happen.
Cowboy Bob Orton.
Now, people are curious about the finish to the main event at WrestleMania. If it was a botch, or if it was actually how it was supposed to go, and according to this report, that's how it was supposed to go.
Controversial.
To leave it open for Ronda versus Becky in a return match. So.
Of course. That's what happens in the wrestling business. Call a setup. Leave the door open.
Let me see what else we got here.
But Ronda could be like Owen Hart. So, shit. When he knocked out Ahmed Johnson that night, Becky's about to go for the win on Lacey Evans. Ronda come off the top rope, that cast to the back of the head.
That'll do it.
That takes it back. And then, who's going to kiss Ronda? I mean, Becky to wake her up. Who'll be the gold dust?
And Double A was really disappointed he didn't get an undisputed champion.
Yes, I was. Earlier tonight in Brooklyn, EC3 lost a dark match to Luke Harper. But the reason why I bring this up is EC3 was led to the ring and managed by
Paul Heyman.
Drake Maverick, who was his manager in TNA.
Yep.
So that'll be interesting how that pans out. Of course, Drake Maverick doesn't have to worry about his job because he's the general manager of 205 Live.
So we don't get no more Paul Heyman for a long time now?
I don't know. We'll see.
Isn't he a booker?
No? He is a booker, but I don't know if we're going to get a camera.
Tony seen what Paul Heyman power walking the Hogan music. That's what he wants.
And that was the Double A highlight of the night.
No, you enjoyed it too. Come on now.
It was funny. Because he was all front heavy with his walk. So he was like leaning to the front. And what he said was, I mean, goddamn. I loved it.
Could you imagine Surfer walking out to that music all pissed and everything after that dog ate his brisket?
Oh my God. Walking just like that.
Exactly.
Here comes the Silver Surfer.
As Kofi and his wife and kids are in the ring.
We sick of this shit. We're not going online. Get the hell out of here.
Hold on.
So are all those kids that Kofi has by her?
I guess so.
That'll be surprising. R2 need to come out there right now and say, feel good up there partying with your wife, don't it? This is what I'm talking about. Family living real good now.
And wait a minute. Here comes Surfer. What is Surfer doing coming out here? Cut the music. That damn dog ate my brisket.
Okay.
I'm going to make something professional about that damn dog and the brisket.
Oh, is that going to be a newest t-shirt?
That's going to be our newest. The damn dog got my brisket. Oh, wait a minute. Here he is. He's calling in. Hold on. Why all of a sudden do I got sounds on my Discord? I didn't have the sounds yesterday.
Shoot the damn dog, then. I'm watching TV.
Hold on. Let me see here. I'm going to try to turn off the sounds here. With that, we say hello to the silver one. Surfer.
Well, dog beat the cord.
I guess so.
I'm
here.
Oh, there you are. I'm turning off all my sound bites, by the way, after this.
So what are you talking about me being at SmackDown?
What?
Why'd you mention me just before I came on the air?
Oh, because we were talking about you, and we thought that you were a lot like Paul Heyman when he came out to Hulk Hogan's music.
Oh.
You know?
Power walk
into the ring. And here comes Surfer. We don't know what
walking
he's doing.
With a purpose.
He's walking to the ring with a purpose. Cut the music. That damn dog got my brisket. Oh, man. Anyway, Surfer. How's your day, Surfer?
Oh, man, it's been a long one.
Why has it been a long one? As you can see, we're silly today from all this.
Yeah, no, I bet I had some things go wrong, that's all.
Oh.
That's what I want to get in over there.
Nothing you want to get in?
I'll tell you afterwards, but so not on the air.
The dog got that brisket.
The dog got the brisket. That's what it really
is. Yeah, you're going to run into the ground, aren't you?
Pretty much.
It's funny.
That was the highlight of the weekend.
Yeah, that was.
Other than Brock Lesnar being in a cruiserweight match. Them two things. I mean, we're getting the hell out of here. We're not hanging out.
I think we gotta play that part again from Sunday, because
I'll be damned.
That was unique. Okay, hold on. Let me mute this so that it doesn't play all the audio. Oh, come on! Don't crash on me. All right, WrestleMania. Of course, I didn't want the sound to play. All right, hold on. By the way, in case you're wondering, they did edit Bret Hart's assault out of the network version of the replay.
Of course they did.
All right, here we go.
Well, that's the advocate for the Universal Champion. Is not on last, then we're not hanging around here all night to wait. We're getting our business done, and we're getting on a jet to Las Vegas, where my client is ultimately appreciated.
All right. So, what else do we think about Monday Night Raw? Because really, there's not much else that we can address. The weekend is over. You know, finally, another WrestleMania weekend is in the books. The biggest grievance that everybody seemed to have had this weekend was that it was just too long. Which, I agree, it was just too damn long. There are still people in New Jersey walking home.
You think a certain somebody out there in New Jersey is trying to rob?
No, you don't have the balls to do that.
He'd be like Cardi B.
What was I gonna do here? Hold on, I had something here. I forgot what it was. Okay, here we go.
You've been on the air for what? 3 days straight.
We were on the air for pretty much 3 days straight. And then today makes the fourth out of a 5 day sequence. And there's Doom. Doom, what are you, Bobby Heenan? Anyway,
I was walking down the stairs going to my computer.
Anyways,
jumping over the desk.
We did 2, 4, 5, 7. And a half hours. Just myself did 7.5 hours. And Phil and them, they did 4 hours. So, and then if you count the wrestling call-in show, that's another. So we got a lot of programming in this weekend. A lot of programming. Oh, man, but it was fun. It was definitely fun, but it was long. I mean, WWE's really got to address that issue of the start time.
And I think next year when we summit, man, it's going to be, I think we need to try to make that happen.
Oh, yeah, we should. That way we can all talk shit for 7 or 8 hours. Maybe we'll broadcast that live.
Surfer, do you think you can get down here to Tampa, Surfer?
You can take the Megabus now and you might make it.
Start a year early. By the time April 5th get here. Because I think we can get William to come down. I think.
and bring his Intercontinental title with him?
Yeah, and the buddy in the sprint.
and the buddy in the big briefcase, that's right.
See, I don't know if I can make it down there in Tampa.
You should. I'm sure the Domingos, Choppy, Phil, they're all going to want to congregate. And
I got one question.
Staying in the same spot, man. Yeah. That'll make it easier if we all stay in like the same hotel or something.
Yeah. Oh, that might be a little too much trouble, though.
But we'll see. We'll figure this out. We got a year to plan. So,
I mean, we say that, but.
And
we need to really figure it out.
And we got to figure out whose room we're going to use as the exactly. as ground zero.
Double A room. Double A's room. We're all congregated in Double A's room. But see, this is the thing. Even if we congregate in one person's room, everybody that don't want to be a part, they can go to, you know, the other room.
Maybe we'll rent a house.
The wives are.
Rent a house or something.
I don't know how to do that. I'm not the Airbnb aficionado, I guess.
Oh, you know what? I forgot. Double Dare. WWE supposedly was on Double Dare this week. Or does it start tomorrow? I gotta figure this out because I definitely want to watch those episodes with Big E and all them because. You know they're going to make a fool out of themselves. Hold on.
He said rent a house. Now that would be an experience.
It's the Rant-M Radio
Summit
at the Rant-M Radio Castle.
Rental home. The Rant-M rental home. Wow. Who's going to take on that task?
We'll figure this out because renting a home brings a lot of responsibility of leaving that home in pristine condition.
Oh, man. It'd be like Animal House.
Who's bringing kids?
Choppy. Choppy's been making them like you make burgers. I mean,
They go on that like rabbits.
So,
because it's only a certain chain of hotels I stay in, so that's just me.
But if we get, but you know what's funny? If we get like a nice house, for example, okay, like a nice 2-story house with, let's say, a pool. All right, we could set up. We could throw everybody in the pool at just.
Sounds kind of. It's going to be a bad
showtime.
And just hang a whole bunch of boom mics above the pool, and then just tape that.
Do the show from the pool.
And do the show from the pool.
We just got to make sure that we got a lot of NDAs signed for that weekend.
Yeah, I know, right?
You got to get Surfer and Lee down to Tampa.
Can't even get Lee to leave Baltimore.
I know, man.
You know, because he tells me I'm going to come down to Florida one day, and he says I'm coming down in August. I know you're listening, Lee. He tells me he's coming down in August. August rolls around. Nah, I ain't going. So, Lee, you got to get your ass down here.
I mean, we got all, like Double A said, we got a little under a year to get. We can. I know airfare is the thing.
Yeah.
That.
And you know what's funny is I told Lee because Lee did the NXT pre-show with me on Friday. And I told him, I said, when the show started, I go, man, you haven't done a show in a long time. I know, I miss doing the shows with you guys. And I said, well, stop working And then you can take so much. Horse so much, and then you can do the shows with us. But no, I mean, I understand. He works hard and this and that, so it's hard for him.
That Baltimore cost a little.
Yeah, living in Baltimore probably ain't cheap. But yeah. But still.
Here's the deal, Lee. You get a nice SUV, rent it, pack up.
Collect Surfer.
Collect Surfer along the way. And let the kids experience riding with Uncle Surfer for about 12 hours.
More.
20 minutes.
More.
14 hours. I'm sorry. About 14 hours. And by the time y'all get here, you'll have experience to talk about all over the network.
Of course.
That material just right itself.
Of course. There. I would tell Lee, listen, we're going to set you up. We're going to get you a some sort of those things that they plug into the laptop. All you got to do is turn the laptop on, and we'll you can beam up the experience the live on the ride. Feed, the whole car ride live on the air.
The whole feed.
We're talking about like the T-Mobile plug and go.
Yeah, the plug and go into the laptop. We'll get you a mobile internet connection.
I can see the little kid, Lee's kids playing pranks on Surfer while he's sleeping.
So yeah, talk about wrestling yet? Yeah, just
listen. How much wrestling could we possibly talk about?
Exactly.
I mean, nothing much happened in the last 48 hours.
Outside of Taker
coming. Oh, no. Lacey Evans.
We talked about that already.
Yeah.
We already went over Lacey Evans running around in her heels.
So, but Surfer, real talk.
Finally got Lord Shelby to show up.
Surfer, real talk. Is there any possibility of you making it to the Rant EM Summit next year?
Not in Tampa proper, but in Tampa.
I mean, you in Tampa proximity, in Hillsborough County.
Yeah, there you go, Hillsborough County, Florida.
Could you do it?
He has to think about it. Either that, or he's fighting that damn dog again.
Would you want? Okay,
no, I'm having headphone problems.
Let me ask it a different way. Would you want to do it if
hold
possible?
On. No, I got to switch headphones. Hold on.
Oh, my God. Now you got to go to the McDonald's drive-thru headset.
Oh, man. I mean, listen.
Can you pull up to the window?
Listen. Oh, boy. Now that.
All right, there it is.
And that's not even, that's not even me playing drops this time.
It is.
Surfer stepped on that damn dog and
there's Killer.
What was the Surfer dog's name? Fish. That's right, the dog's name was Fish.
That's yeah, right. It's not my dog, so
that was my dog.
Oh, it was your dog.
Shoot the damn dog.
Anyways, okay, so Surfer, Tony C was asking you a legitimate question. If you had the means and the ability to go to Hillsborough County, Florida for WrestleMania, for the summit. We're calling it the summit, not WrestleMania proper. Would you do it?
Sure.
All right.
Okay. That's all we need to know. We're going to start to go first.
Here's the issue, because there is no issues for Tony C, because for Tony C, he's a 45-minute drive to get into the Tampa area. And that is it. Mm-hmm. He just
as a matter of fact,
he just across the state on I-4, and that's it.
I catch a ride.
In fact, Tony C could, if he wanted to, in theory, he probably won't. He'll probably want to shack up in Tampa or in Brandon. But in theory, if Tony C wanted to, he could drive home and still come back the next day, if he wanted to.
That's true.
Are we talking less than 2 hours?
We're talking 45 minutes.
Way less than two.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's no big deal.
Yeah, so for me, it's a 3-hour drive, so I would have to go and stay. And then
it can take 45 minutes to get from one side of my city to another.
Well,
I wouldn't do that, though.
Yeah. It would just.
But you said it's a possibility, though. You said it's a possibility, okay.
What name would Surfer? check in the hotel with.
Well, that's, you know,
Jimmy Harvey.
Well, it's funny because, I know that I have confirmation, even though that I've never have had a face to face with Surfer. I have confirmation of Surfer in his presence, you know, in a personal presence, using his government name. I do have confirmation on that, because when I was at dinner with Phil, you know, and we were talking about the silver one at the table, in glowing terms, Surfer, so don't worry. Phil did say, yeah, don't worry, you know, he says his name and he's a good guy. So that almost knocked me out of my seat because I had never heard somebody say Surfer's name in public before. By the way, I want to reiterate something. I've said this before because I'm not giving any indication what his name is. But Surfer doesn't have any weird name or anything. Surfer's name is very generic for those of us that know. Okay? But yeah, I was shocked when Phil just threw his name out there.
It's not an urban name.
It's not an urban name. But I was shocked that Phil just threw his name out there in public like that. And
did the room stop?
It sucked the air out of the room for about 5 seconds.
Basically, it was a letdown.
But yeah. I told Phil, I said, I've never heard anybody use Surfer's real name before. So, that's when you know you use your on-air name a little too much. But anyways, that's all right. That's funny.
So we did get an answer to the question, though. Surfer would be open.
And here's the thing, and I'm going to tell you something. William, there are a few people here on this network that don't go by a gimmick name. William's one of them. William doesn't go by a gimmick name.
William D. Martin.
Tony C. is not a gimmick name. Lee is not a gimmick name. The Domingo's
his
not.
His last name is Champion.
Last name is Champion.
Phil
is not a gimmick name. The Domingos are not a gimmick name. Choppy, the only thing gimmick about Choppy is the name Choppy. There's no secret. His real name is Andre,
my God. My real name's out. I know
your name. Your real name, everybody knows you're Chris or Christopher. I don't know what you like to be called, but anyways. I wouldn't call you if I'm in trouble. It seems weird. I wouldn't pick up the phone and say, well, okay, here's Dr. Doom, a.k.a. Chris. No, it doesn't sound right. If I, and I know he doesn't want me to do it, so I'm not going to do it out of respect. But if I went on the air, okay, and I was having a back and forth with Surfer, and I just blurted out his name because I was upset, like, God damn it, you know, like that, I'm telling you, it would suck the air out of the room. With Surfer, everything would stop for some reason. When we were dealing with Rage, everybody knew his name was Marquise or Marcus or whatever.
Poor Rage. Rageaholic.
You know?
Marquise Henry.
I do think it would be funny if we went to like a very proper place or something and we all, you know, like cleaned up our names and Tony C goes, yes, I'm Anthony C.
Yeah.
Nobody calls you that, right? Nobody calls you Anthony.
No.
Of course not.
I don't answer to that.
See, on the flip side, my brother's name is Anthony, and he hates when people call him Tony.
But nobody calls him Tony.
Well, my mom does, and I do, but he hates it.
Your mom's all right with me.
Is Tony C talking? Because I don't hear nobody talking other than you.
Yeah, Tony C, everybody's talking.
You got to jiggle your cord on your drive-through headset.
Damn dog,
you
know? Got his headset.
The dog, jeez.
All in my... Give me my shit.
Had a long day.
You had a long day.
I came on here to relax and talk to some good friends.
Well, you are a good friend. Have I disrespected you in any way? No. I am just talking about what would be if, you know, we used your government name in public. I'm just saying how it would be.
We're trying to get you to Hillsborough County. What kind of friend?
Because honestly, if I had ever met you, if I met you in New York, for example, after the exuberant effort that you put forth to try to get up there, if I would have met you in New York, okay, and face to face, and we broke bread like
we know you don't pay no debt,
and I broke bread with you like I broke bread with Phil, okay. If you went down to Tampa and you were meeting the rest of the crew for the first time, it would be very awkward for me to introduce you, hey, this is so-and-so, instead of, hey, this is Surfer.
Every person I've met in person.
Huh?
Everybody I've met in person has...
I'm just saying...
my name. I don't introduce myself.
For me, I would say, okay, but if I walked in the room with you, nobody would know who the hell you are, except for Phil.
Half the people there, but it depends, like, is Choppy coming?
Maybe. Okay, Choppy met you, that's right, I forgot, he was in the getaway car during the pretzel run. The Domingos met you, okay, I forgot, the Domingos met you. But like Nick German, if Nick German goes, Nick German hasn't met you. And Nick German, by the way, you tried to meet me at WrestleMania.
I'm not sure if Nick was there when we was eating or not.
No, he didn't make it. He didn't make it on the pretzel run.
No, not the pretzel run. We went to get his steaks. Oh.
Can you imagine?
Phil wanted to go to the gyms, and. Couple of guys ended up going to Iskabibbles, which to me makes better steaks.
But my point is, if there was somebody in the room that had not met you, Surfer, I would not go up and say, and this is not Surfer's name, by the way, I would not walk up to that person and say, hey, this is Zach, a.k.a. Surfer.
Can we imagine we at this Airbnb home? We come downstairs and Surfing, just cooking it up.
Okay.
You gonna have to come down here.
I wasted my time.
I want some of that food.
It just wasn't funny.
I'm telling you, you gotta come down. You gotta come
what
down.
What move was that?
You drive down in the car, you pack a brisket in the car. Pack your air
fryer. What I drive out of Florida for? I would take a plane.
You drive it with Lee. You could have a road trip with Lee.
Oh, Lee?
Yeah.
But then I got to get to Lee first before I mean, I got to get to Baltimore.
Well, get to Baltimore. Find a way to Baltimore. And then you meet up with Lee.
Got
to
pull over, okay? I got to piss, okay?
And Lee...
knows my name.
And Lee would do like that... And Tommy Boy when David Spade started driving off. Oh, man.
Every time he gets closer to the car, he pulls off.
Yeah, exactly.
Got the two. Okay.
I'm not hearing everybody on his call.
Well, then why don't you hang up and try calling back, Surfer? You asked me that 5 minutes ago.
I don't know. The only person I'm hearing is you.
Okay, then hang up. Hang up and call back in. Jesus. He's acting like if I'm the problem.
It's the headset, man.
Oh, my God.
But you gotta get the Bobby Brown one.
Can you hear Tony C talking?
I hear Tony C's smoky voice. Yes, it does.
Jesus.
Smoky voice. What?
But yeah, it would be very awkward, I think, in my opinion. I know Lee knows your government name.
You know who else knows my name?
A lot of people know your name. You know? Because you ultimately reveal yourself to the people you want to reveal yourself to.
Yeah, if I meet you in person, I'm not going to sit there with an alias.
Yeah, but Surfer revealed himself to me by accident and then told me, this is my, and I added you by accident. That was like 2-3 years ago.
It was longer than that.
Or whatever. And I was like, okay, don't worry. Your secret identity is safe with me.
Yeah. Yeah, you got some head off for tonight, man. I'll give it to y'all next week.
All right, Chris.
No problem.
Calm it up, Chris.
All right, Doom. We'll talk to you later.
Peace.
Later. But anyways, is there anything else wrestling-wise that we can touch on here?
Well, I haven't seen SmackDown yet. How did the celebration go? They haven't had it yet.
It was good. It was all right. There was a lot of
interrupted.
There was a lot. There was yes, there was interruptions, but there was also a lot of invasions from Raw tonight. So, oh man, that's too funny, too funny. And then we'll go find some fine Tampa fare. We'll find some good Tampa food, even though Tampa's has Cuban food. Is known for its Cuban food, but I guess we can go find some of that. But
we'll try to go find Joe Gomez's house.
Uh huh. We'll find Joe Gomez and whatnot. I wish, you know what? I take that back. I don't wish that it was in Orlando again because Orlando's too crowded. At least in Tampa, it's not crowded.
I heard Tampa's not that big of a place.
It's not.
So why would they have it there then?
Because it's a major city.
Oh, I thought it was a mid-range city.
It's a major city.
I mean, that's to me, that's like having WrestleMania in Harrisburg.
No, it's got a major. It's got what, 3 major sports teams.
That is true.
The Buccaneers, the
hockey team,
the hockey team, and the baseball team. They got the Devil Rays and the Tampa Bay Lightning.
The Rays.
Excuse me.
Maybe you're right.
So it's a major market, but it's still a small city by size. It's a small city.
It's not going to be hard to fill Raymond James, though.
No.
Because Raymond James Stadium, not that. You know, it ain't Jerry World or nothing like that.
Yeah, but WWE will clean it up somewhat.
Oh, yeah. The Ice Palace is going to be filled to the rim the next night, next 2 nights.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting. It'll be nice to be up in that area to go. Maybe we'll go to Busch Gardens or something.
Oh.
That would be interesting.
You got a Busch Gardens in there? I've never been to a Busch Gardens.
Yeah, we have a Busch Gardens. The Busch Gardens in Tampa.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting to see Surfer on a roller coaster.
On a roller coaster? Slow down, okay?
Ah, shit! Slow down, okay?
Yeah, roller coasters don't faze me like that.
They supposedly got the fastest roller coaster in the world in Busch Gardens, Tampa.
Yeah, no, roller coasters don't faze me like that. I don't scream or anything like that, so.
Ah, shit! I lost my hat! There goes my hat! Can we go back and get my hat?
I'm not gonna wear a hat on no roller coaster.
They got one in Williamsburg at their Busch Gardens called a Phoenix. Oh my God. Almost died when I rode that. It is serious business. It rolls up to the top. You see everything. In Virginia, you hear me, man? I'm talking Roanoke, Fairfax, Charlottesville, my life kind of flashed before my eyes. Because when you go up that high, the only thing you worry about is you know you got to come down. Uh-huh. And that's the most, you know, breathtaking part of it.
Oh, you're shit.
Like, I'm seeing all this crap. Exactly. I had my eyes was open on the way up. But on the way down, if I would have died, that would have been like, I knew why. Because my heart was in my chest. And, you know, a lot of places have those rides where they go up, you know, what they call that universal, where they go up, tower terror type situation. Yeah. But that Phoenix, it took it to a whole
Oh, God.
I'm never gonna ever. Yeah,
you're robotic for some reason, but it's okay. We're almost done.
I'm glad it wasn't just me.
No. Yeah, we're almost done with the show.
Robotic now?
No, you're not. But I just see Surfer just screaming and losing his shit.
No, you'd probably be the one.
I admit I would.
Okay,
but
yeah. Oh God, Tommy! Oh God!
and then we get off the ride. God damn it, I lost my satchel.
The last time I went to an amusement park, I went with two friends. And we get there, and one guy's too afraid to get on the big ride. Uh-huh. So the other guy doesn't want to get on because he wants all to stick together.
Yeah.
And then he's like, so the first guy's like, don't worry about me. I'll just talk to some girls, you know. And I'm like, yo, if I get in line for 2 hours for a ride, I don't want to come look for y'all once I get off the ride. And it just made the day terrible and a waste of money.
Yeah.
That's... You know what? I would pay to see Surfer's reaction in the mouse part. This, and some of them practice.
The seatbelt's too tight.
Of food and stuff.
Yeah.
All right, that's what I would pay to see.
Y'all just so bored that it just come at me night.
No, we're not coming at you. We're just imagining. Have you ever been to the Mouse Surfer?
No, not been to Disney World or Disneyland.
Okay.
I've only been to. I went to Universal out in California. I didn't get to go anyplace else. I mean, I've been to Coney Island, Six Flags, Dorney Park, Dutch Wonderland, those kind of places. No, actually, I've never been to Dutch Wonderland. Clementon Park.
I told Leezy, man, he got to bring the kid at least one time. So, Surf, you got to get in the car and in too. Come on down.
Yeah.
And then you got to help drive.
He'll drive. He will drive.
Get out of my way, okay? Surfer riding on I-95. So he's in my way.
I just want to see that video of Surfer and Lee on a long road trip together.
What do you think I'm gonna do?
I don't know.
On a road trip.
Give people the finger and everything.
Hog the horn, drive it between two lanes.
Ride the horn.
Move out of my way.
Surfer, calm down. We got to
talk. First of all, I'm a calm driver. I don't get road rage.
Oh my God. Where do you get a 95?
I've never been on 95?
I'm talking about south.
Yeah, I've been on 95 south.
Way south.
Way
south. Yeah, I've only driven as far as Virginia.
Wait till you get a 995 in Florida.
But yeah, '95 no matter where you at.
Not really.
Well, different beast.
So what's so different about 95 down south to compare to up here?
The drivers.
So the drivers.
Yeah, same drivers.
Not really.
Everybody goes crazy. Well, 95 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware. It's 95. Virginia.
Okay.
I'm driving home from Virginia on 95, and I'm following the traffic. I look at the my speed, and I'm doing 85. That's just keeping up with the traffic.
We gotta make this happen, not suspended. We gotta make all this happen.
We sure do.
Come to fruition.
We sure do. We have to make it happen. We have to break bread all together. We have to do the show.
All of us under one roof will be funny. That's Big Brother.
Exactly.
All in the show. That's the Big Brother. That's the season of Big Brother. That's gonna be hilarious. Double A, laughing just thinking about it.
Laughing at the possibilities.
All the personalities.
I got things running through my mind that I won't talk about on the air of what I could happen. You know,
people walking through the house and they. Boxer drawers in the middle of the night.
Boxers, tank top, petty loafers and socks.
And white beater.
And a white
saying beater. I ain't no. I ain't think nobody was up. Man, if you don't get grass out this kitchen.
I came to get a slice of bread and some mayonnaise.
And some mayonnaise. Came to make a sandwich. In the middle of the night. Ain't nobody was up. Oh my God, Joe.
Oh man.
Oh, you hear his pots. Bleeding down blue. In the middle of the night. What the hell? We can't sleep. Somebody in the damn kitchen.
Keep it down. Or you wake up to that smell that wakes everybody up. Something burning.
Burnt bacon? Is somebody thinking they can cook breakfast?
Yeah, it's at 3 o'clock in the morning.
What the hell?
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. What the hell you doing frying a steak at this hour?
I ain't think nobody was up.
Yeah, no.
We're talking now in general terms. We're not talking about just you, Surfer.
Just everybody bringing their habits from home on the trip. Exactly. That's basically what you're saying. People doing what they do at home. They bring your habits. Especially me, because I like to get up through the middle of the night and get, like, soda. And the fact that I don't have my mini fridge means I'm going to have to get up in the middle of the night. And I do not turn on lights, so I'll be banging in every damn thing.
Somebody be walking through the house with a plunger in their hand.
Somebody out of there. Matrix, man. It's a glitch in the Matrix. At 3 in the morning. It's the only time I can do it. As long as they do it in the downstairs bathroom, I'm all right.
And then they give up and they just leave the plunger in the toilet. Hope that time works its course.
Somebody wake up in the middle of the night, take a piss, they lift on the toilet. Oh, shit.
I was waiting for it to soften up.
Literally. Ooh, busted the toilet down, though, man. This is crazy. I'm going to a hotel. Somebody in the middle of the night. Screw this. Oh my God, this is gonna be hilarious, yo. We gotta get this on record. when this event happened. Big brother ran EM style.
Do we have any apple juice? No. Cranberry? No. What the hell do we have? Go out and buy your own goddamn juice.
2 in the morning. People searching for juice and shit. I'm making the late night Walmart run. Who on in?
Can you pick me up a pack of Coke? I like Pepsi.
Get your own Pepsi then. I'm bringing Coke back.
Could you imagine?
I thought down Florida y'all drunk Shaft and RC Kohler.
No, no.
Oh, hell no. Oh, man. Hell no.
Hey, Double A, you talked about Shafter.
I've talked about Shafter. It because we sold it in Dollar Tree. But I didn't drink Shafter. It. Jesus.
And what was the name? Do y'all remember that cola is supposed to have been twice the caffeine?
Tab.
No, not Tab.
I'm making a Walmart run. What do you guys want? Can you bring me back a six-pack of Tab?
Who drinks that diet? Nasty tasting soda.
Somebody, probably somebody in our group.
Sorry for pull out his damn Tang he finna make early in the morning.
Or he wakes up in the morning. God damn it, who drank all my Tang?
Sir, do you drink coffee in the morning? You a coffee guy?
No. I mean, I'll drink it once in a blue moon, but not every morning, no.
Okay. So we won't have to worry about nobody talking about making coffee. Double A, you a coffee guy?
No, I don't drink coffee.
Okay.
Well, I was about to have another free coffee day, so, you know.
you'll have a cup on Thursday, that's for sure.
Oh, my God.
Everybody runs to get that free Wawa coffee.
Even those that don't drink coffee.
No, don't drink it.
I mean, I don't not drink it. I just don't drink it all the time.
But you're going to go to Wawa anyway and get your coffee.
Oh, yeah, my God.
We're talking about Wawa coffee. That stuff is like crack, I'm telling you. I know people, they go out their way to get Wawa coffee.
I dated this girl back in the day. She used to love 7-Eleven coffee. And I used to have to go out my way to get 7-Eleven coffee. Out of all places, 7-Eleven coffee though, yo?
I can't try to get you to join a coffee club for $5 a month.
Could you imagine all of us piled in the minivan going to like McDonald's at like 2 o'clock in the morning, rolling down
breakfast
all the windows,
running, babe.
Rolling down all the windows, and all right, order what you want.
Get 20. I don't like my burgers certain way, so
let me get
y'all gonna come down and get his head.
Yeah, somebody orders a filet of fish. Surfer orders, a McDLT?
Yeah,
sir, we haven't served that in 30 years. But you have the ingredients, don't you?
And that's
the scene in Family Guy when Stewie took the cast of Star Trek to McDonald's.
That's true.
You go to McDonald's and get the Szechuan sauce.
I want a big and tasty. I keep. Man, we do this brand EM Brick Big Brother style summit. Somebody gonna be cooking, man. Cause all these quote unquote cooks we got in this mix, man. Somebody gotta be cooking.
Oh, here we go. Hold on.
I wanna taste some of this stuff.
Hold on.
Hey, where the hell is my van?
Stewie, I'm not really much of a fast food eater.
Yeah? Can you read my mind? Can you tell what I'm thinking right now? I'm thinking shut up and get a salad.
I want some McNuggets.
We'll get to you, Brent.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake.
You'll get nothing and like it.
Hello?
Yes, welcome to McDonald's. Can I help you?
Oh, hailing frequencies open, huh? Okay. Yeah, we're going to get two McChicken sandwiches and a Diet Coke and... What do you want, Michael?
A McDLT.
No, I already told you they don't make those anymore.
You know, sometimes it's a regional thing. You could ask.
No McDonald's anywhere makes a McDLT anymore.
I'd love a Shamrock Shake if they got any of those.
It's September, Jonathan.
Stewie, can I take this headband off?
No, LeVar, you're blind. That's the only way you can see.
I'm just saying they have all the ingredients for a McDLT.
Just hang on, all right? There's a lot of us. It's a big order.
What time do they stop serving breakfast?
It's 3 o'clock.
Some of them serve breakfast all day.
None of them serve breakfast all day!
Do they have beer?
That's what it would be like.
Exactly.
With us.
With me leading the way.
And speaking of fast food, I went to Burger King today.
And
I had a stacker. Double stacker sandwich. Okay, to see if it still tastes like the stacker of old. Okay. Now, Tony C, you would enjoy it because of its beefiness. It was too big of a burger for me. I ate the whole thing, though. It was too much meat, but it was delicious. It reminded me how the stackers used to be. And so that's one positive about Burger King after we were talking down about them the other day.
A double stacker, huh?
A king double stacker, that's what it's called now.
Yeah.
And what? So what's the difference between a double stacker and a double Whopper?
Whopper
comes with the lettuce and tomatoes and whatever. Where a stacker is just meat and cheese and bacon.
And sauce.
And what does the sauce taste like?
It's like a tangy Big Mac sauce, but like a sweeter one. It tastes very good.
No, I'm done.
You don't like Mac sauce?
I don't need it. I'll replace that with mayo. Just replace that sauce with mayo. There you go. You guys and these gimmick burgers. I ain't falling for it. Burger King, you lost your luster to me.
I know there's Freddy's in Tampa, so.
Oh, yeah, we'll probably go to, you know we're going to Freddy's. Somebody going to make some hot wings and some neck bones while we're down there. We're going to get it in. This summit, this Big Brother summit going to come to fruition.
I heard that before, you know.
But this time it's gonna be easier, Surfer, because people are already planning in their minds that they wanna do it. Just based on the event.
Could you imagine though? Just everything. I'm picturing everything. Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
I don't even get up for breakfast, so y'all gonna miss me with that meal. Y'all gonna be like, Tony C ain't down for breakfast, man. They ain't new. Don't do that.
I know he don't do breakfast. He got up at 3 o'clock in the morning to get soda.
We're gonna have all the pick you one for breakfast, Tony C. Don't worry about it.
No. I'm good.
You can eat with bacon, hog mug,
double A gonna eat some Popeyes. You're gonna say you looking for Popeyes early in the morning.
Yeah, if William says Popeye serves breakfast, we're going to find the Popeyes that has breakfast.
Oh, my God, yo. Popeye's selling breakfast.
Well, you know, got to make that money somehow.
Too funny.
Do you like any of the Chick-fil-A breakfast?
No, their breakfast is lousy.
They need to stay in their lane.
What else? I don't know who will be in charge of the place, but who's smoking? You know, like somebody. You don't.
Somebody nerves bad.
You don't smoke. Why did you pick this weekend to start smoking?
Look what I'm surrounded by.
Hey, what's wrong with smoking if you on a trip? Light up a cigar or something.
Oh my goodness.
Put out that damn stogie, Surfer.
put that cigarette out.
Put that stogie out. Put that cigarette out. It's, God damn it, that cigar cost me $10. Oh, man. And I go, if you light even one more cigar while you're here, surfer, that is it. All right. Okay.
I'm out of here.
Okay. And then 2 seconds later, he pulls out a pipe. Oh, man.
Hey, man. You don't pull out a pipe unless you smoking something a little medicated.
Whatever.
Oh, my God.
Whatever. And surfer, sir, I hope you got space in the medicine cabinet for me. I brought all my medications. This one's for my gout. This one's for my blood pressure.
Yeah, I don't have those problems.
This one's for my cholesterol.
Nope.
This one's for my phlebitis.
That's hilarious, yo.
What is phlebitis?
Another issue with your feet. This one's for my osteoporosis. That's only in women, surfer. I take the medication anyway.
Gang of damn pills and medication.
That's just woman to be sick, don't you?
No! No.
Sandwich bag. Big sandwich bag full of pills. That's hilarious.
Oh, man. After the first day, we find out that somebody in the group takes a long enough shower that it runs out all the hot water.
That'll drive somebody to the hotel right now.
How many people is in one room?
Could you imagine? We're picturing as if everybody was staying in the same house.
We're talking about doing like a rental home or Airbnb.
Exactly.
What the hell? Ain't no hot water left. I'm going to a hotel.
Did you hear? Where the hell is the newspaper? I bought a newspaper this morning to read the sports page. Where the hell is the paper? And we find out somebody took it in the bathroom and is still reading it.
I'll do that just with the sports section, though. I ain't gonna lie. I'll be in there with the sports section.
Come on, why would I read anything other than the comics?
I don't know. Maybe you want to be up to speed on what's going on in the great state of Florida.
No.
That's hilarious.
That's what the internet's for, if I want to know what's going on in Florida.
And if it's during the week, maybe some of these people are going to want to stop everything so they can watch their stories. They don't live. They can't function if they don't watch General Hospital every day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Joe. Certain shows they got to watch.
Uh-huh.
You know, they said Sasha Banks was going to be on TV this morning. She never showed up.
Well, because she canceled. We talked about that. She told Wendy Williams, you could take this show and stick it.
And sir, you were looking forward to Sasha on Wendy Williams, weren't
you? I didn't know until I saw it on the guide. And then...
Isn't it funny, Tony C, that when we said, who on this network watches Wendy Williams, we all said surfer.
Yeah. What about me now?
That watch Wendy Williams?
Sometimes.
Why?
See?
Depends on who a guest is.
When you say the guide, are you talking about the TV guide or like the guy on the TV?
The guide on the TV. Who has a TV guide?
I don't know. You'd be surprised.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm, yeah, you know.
Let me get this TV guy right here. See what's coming on.
I read, because you know, I read an article 2-3 days ago
that local TV station here, they were changing their frequency. So they were telling everybody that that doesn't have cable or satellite to rescan so that they could pick up the channel. I mean, who the hell still has over-the-air TV? And then I read the article, 72 million people in this country still watch over-the-air TV.
Yeah, I tell you, everybody can't afford cable.
The coax cord. They're using that coax cord.
the old rabbit ears.
Yeah. Rabbit ears. No, we talking about the Cohen.
Let me see what's up in this. See what's on the TV guide. Let's see what we got.
Well, anyways, I want to thank again everybody who joined us during the WrestleMania marathon this past week. Definitely, we had a good time. It was long. I won't lie about that. It was quite long. And that's that. This coming Friday, Turnbuckle Throwback celebrates its 300th episode.
Nice.
So congratulations to Phil and Choppy and everybody who's ever been a part of that show on the milestone. We actually are coming up, also, we have an anniversary coming up, two anniversaries. The month of July, we'll celebrate our 12th anniversary on the air. But coming up in 10 weeks, which would put us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, would be Tuesday, July, or June 18th, will be our 600th episode of The Rant. So that'll be fun as we get closer to that. Now that we got drops working, maybe we'll dig into the archive to see if we can play some old stuff. But yeah. Any final thoughts from you guys?
No. Get ready for Money in the Bank now.
Yeah, 6 weeks away. It'll be nice to not have a pay-per-view for a long period of time.
Money in the Bank, huh?
That's right, sir.
Who they going to waste it on this year?
Big E, probably.
So him and Kofi will go at it?
Yes, that sounds about right.
That's going to be...
By the time a brother wins the Money in the Bank.
Oh, yeah, like we've been suffering that long, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. You still know Double A. I mean, now that Kofi's champion, racism is going away. I mean, that was a bigger moment than Obama winning the presidency.
Bigger win, Balboa winning, or Kofi Double A?
I think Kofi. The question is, who's the bigger win, Kofi, or when Pork Chop Cash and. And what was his tag team? Rufus R. Jones won the tag team titles in Jim Crockett Promotions.
Oh, did y'all hear them saying that Booker T was going to be a 3-time Hall of Famer?
Yeah, but Michael Cole was said that jokingly, that he'll be inducted as G.I. Right. Pro.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. If you're listening to us live, The Shining Wizards, we're going to rebroadcast that show in its entirety. It's coming up next. Give it about 10, 15 minutes, and we'll hit the replay on that, and then we'll have a replay of this broadcast where you can hear us plan out this WrestleMania summit for next year, because it's going to be a hoot.
It's going to be a doozy.
Yeah. You know?
We gotta get everybody on board.
Somebody in the house is gonna eat Trix in the morning for their breakfast.
I know I'm late asking this question.
Yes, what's your question?
But are you recording?
Whatever. Anyways, I guess that's that. So for everybody in the chat room, everybody listening live, I'm Double A. We'll see you next Tuesday. Oh, let me run down the schedule real quick. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Friday at 9. The throwback this week, WrestleMania 5. It's the 300th episode. Saturday, the Midnight Jury will be live at 8 o'clock. Monday, the Sports Report at 11 following Monday Night Raw. Next Tuesday, the Shining Wizards at 7. This program, The Rant, at 9. So for Tony C, for Surfer, for Doom, I'm Double A. Have a good night, everybody. And that's not the song I wanted to play. So hold on. Where is it? It's track... track 5, but this is incomplete, but what the hell, we'll play it anyway. Oh, now it doesn't want to play. How about them apples, huh? Hold on here. Let me reboot this program here for it to play the damn song that I wanted it to play. Ugh. I hate when technology doesn't work. Don't you just hate that? Yeah, I hate it. Where is it? Okay. Track 5. Where the hell is track 5 on here? 1, 2, 3, oh, it's track 6.